Hi, I'm Ken Graham, once again here at the National Hurricane Center out in the operations area where the forecast is created. Here's your 5 o'clock Eastern update, 4 o'clock Central. Well, you can see we got most of the rainfall on the right-hand side of what we have, Tropical Storm Gordon. And actually, the center is actually over here, moving towards the Mississippi coast. But for the most part, most of the impacts when it comes to the rainfall is well off to the right-hand side. And some of that rainfall is real heavy. And just like we've been mentioning most of the day, you really got to concentrate on some of these rain bands and repetitively bringing more and more rain. And it accumulates pretty quickly. And in some of those areas, we do expect some of those areas to actually have some flooding. The latest forecast is updated, and we have the 4 p.m. location right here. But I want to show you in this yellow area, that's actually where we have the tropical storm force winds. And we mention often how those impacts are well outside the cone. And this is one of those cases that we see the winds, the rain, well outside that cone. We do still have a hurricane warning up for portions of the Alabama coast and also over in Mississippi, where some of those gusts could get to hurricane force strength. But for the most part, we are looking at this rainfall. One thing I do want to point out is the distance between these dots is where we think the remnants of Gordon will be. And the closer those are together, that means the system slows down. So there is some slowing down with the system in here over Arkansas, and that is reflected when we look at the rainfall. We do still have a lot of rainfall along the coast where some areas could get 4 to 8 inches, even some places getting 12 inches of rainfall. That's just incredible how some areas could get that much, and that will cause some problems. But notice even in Arkansas could get some problems over the next couple of days in Arkansas with some flash flooding and heavy rain. And then that tropical moisture continues to move up in the central portions of the nation, causing some additional issues. So remember, you don't have to be along the coast to have some problems with some of this tropical moisture and flooding. Storm surge is another issue for us, and we really want to talk about in the warning area here. There's a storm surge warning for this area. Some of those places could get 3 to 5 feet of the storm surge. And I think most of the problems are going to be your barrier islands on the immediate beaches and where the water goes into places like Bay St. Louis and the Back Bay of Biloxi and can't go anywhere. It's just kind of trapped. Those are the areas are probably going to see some of the higher amounts from the storm surge. So there it is. Once again, from the Hurricane Center, right here in the operations floor, this has been Ken Graham, and we'll keep you updated as the evening progresses.